The Sabbath. Hebrews 4:10. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his. From the biblical perspective, Sabbath connects inseparably to every facet of our human existence. Cessation from work on the Sabbath provides an opportunity to engage in spiritual cultivation. Such cultivation enhances our conviction towards God's creative power, sanctifies our deeds, mind and soul, and brings back the memory of deliverance from sins. To remember God's creative power and creation. Genesis 2:2-3. And on the seventh day of God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work. This shows the close link between the institution of Sabbath and his creative acts. Being all-powerful, God needs no rest. God rested or refreshed on the seventh day, to set us an example. On this day of rest, he wants us to remember his creation. Sabbath is thus the sign for us to know God and his purpose for us in his creation. A day of worship. Luke 4:16. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. In the Bible, Sabbath was one of the Ten Commandments. It was a divine reminder for Israel to have regular period of rest once a week. However, it is more than just a divine model for physical rest. It is a religious day on which people must gather to worship the Creator of the universe. Besides, frequent communal worship on the Sabbath provides spiritual encouragement. In essence, the immediate benefit of Sabbath keeping is the refreshing of our physical selves and strengthening of our spiritual beings. To remember God's deliverance, Deuteronomy 5:15. And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. On the Sabbath, the Israelites remembered their deliverance and the restoration of freedom and rights from the Egyptian bondage. As such, Sabbath formed an inseparable part of their lives. In remembering the Sabbath, they found joy, freedom, and the meaning to their existence. Likewise, we who have delivered from sins through the atoning blood of Jesus should willingly, joyfully, and thankfully observe the Sabbath. In doing this, we can find freedom and the purpose of life in him, having distinguished ourselves from the world. A sign of sanctification. Exodus 20:8-11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you should do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. God sanctified the seventh day after his creation. This means that we must keep the Sabbath holy, by which we are reminded to remain holy in our lives. Today, such a transformation can be wrought by the power of the Holy Spirit, if we fear him and keep his commandments. An everlasting covenant. Exodus 31:12-13. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, Surely my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. God ordained the Sabbath in the Old Testament as the sign of his everlasting covenant with Israel. Though Israel constantly disobeyed God's commandments, God did not render his covenant with them void. On the contrary, Sabbath revealed that God would bless them abundantly if they were willing to repent and obey him at all times. Similarly, we too need a future everlasting rest, as there is none in this age. To obtain one, we have to keep the weekly Sabbath and remind ourselves constantly to obey God. Sadly, today the unsound teachings as to which day is the Sabbath have confused many. This confusion was caused by the Roman Catholic Church, who changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday to establish a weekly common day of rest. However, from the Bible or sources outside the Bible, we can see that keeping Sunday as the Sabbath is wrong. Firstly, in any English dictionary or encyclopedia, it tells us that the Sabbath is on Saturday. Secondly, most of the Jews still keep the Sabbath according to the Old Testament, from sunset Friday to sunset Saturday. Lastly, according to the Gospels, Jesus resurrected near the dawn of Sunday. The Bible calls it the day of resurrection, the first day of the week. The day before his resurrection is the Sabbath, which is quite obviously Saturday. In conclusion, we need to know that to enter into the present seventh day, Sabbath is to enter into God's rest. This would enable us to enter into the eternal rest, eventually. In other words, Sabbath is a pattern of his rest into which we enter, as God has rested from his own works.